the latrines. Firstly, I would like to direct your attention to the model of the living tower. You can clearly see the four-story structure and the uppermost room with its arcade-style windows looks like an arbor. All in all, this tower satisfied even the highest demands for a representational building. Going outwards from the first and second floors were wooden passageways, which led to the latrine aureoles of 1226. From outside, they stick to the walls like swallows' nests. And at Neuenburg Castle, they constitute the result of 150 years of the development of such commodities. To begin with, there were quite simple wall latrines, which are still preserved in the subsequently built castle keep, Dicker Wilhelm. These constituted a small chamber with a seat built directly into the wall with a shaft that took care of waste disposal on the outside. The disadvantage of these latrines was the smell, which remained permanently in the immediate vicinity of the living quarters. The latrine tower, dating from around 1150, was more comfortable and acceptable, and from where we are now standing would have been situated in front of the castle wall. It was built on two floors, with two separate latrine chambers with a drop shaft. A drainage channel led from the foot of the tower across the downward sloping courtyard to outside the castle walls. Larger deposits were washed away with used water or rainwater. The latrines were built at considerable cost further away from the main living quarters in the tower in order to eradicate the terrible smell once and for all. Go and have a look at them. They were even used to optimal capacity. These are two-seaters and also had a communicative function, but don't ask me what was discussed and decided here during toilet talk, because I, for one, have not the faintest idea. And two, I believe a certain amount of discretion should nevertheless be observed. Please follow me now through the anteroom down to the right and onto the first floor of the tower.